is Wednesday, January 25th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Mary Reichert.
And I'm Nick Eicher. Coming next on The World and Everything In It, chickens in the backyard. And no wonder about that, too. Last January, the average price of a dozen eggs was about $1.50. Now it's nearly triple, with some places in California topping $7 a dozen. Hawaii, $9. Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah. That's the sticker shock that's leading many people to consider raising their own egg layers, especially as many towns have cut restrictions on keeping backyard chickens. World's Paul Butler has our story.
Garrett Luck, his wife Lauren, and their five kids live outside the small town of Arlington in rural north central Illinois. They have a red hen house full of chickens.
It started with four, maybe 3 years ago. We got them for the kids for Easter, and then my wife decided we needed more. Next thing I know, we got 40. So.
This morning, Luck is collecting eggs on his own as the rest of the family is gone for the weekend.
Grab some eggs, but I generally grab them once a day. During the spring and summertime, you know, we get 30, 35 eggs a day, but now it's much less. I mean, sometimes it's five, sometimes it's 15, sometimes it's two.
Today, it's a little less than a dozen. The cold air and the freshly laid pine chips effectively mask the smell of chicken manure. As Luck lifts the feed bin lid, a small hen hops into the container. The rest mill around waiting for their breakfast.
We go through probably, I don't know, about 100 pounds a week. Pellet feed.
Golden Comet, Speckled Sussex, Rhode Island Reds. Each breed lays different colored eggs. That's important to Luck's wife.
You know, some are dark brown, there's tans, there's greens, there's blues. So she wanted them to look pretty sitting on it.
Luck is a natural gas technician by day and a hobby egg producer when he's off the clock. He raises chickens first and foremost to provide eggs for his own family. He likes them hard-boiled. Lauren prefers them over easy, and the kids scramble.
I like having the fresh eggs, and you know, we go through a lot. We got five kids, so we easily go through a couple dozen a week. You know.
But especially during the warmer months, Luck has many more eggs than he can use, so he sells them to his family and neighbors.
I don't know. We probably got 20 different families or so that get them from us. People from the gym, neighbors down the road. Of course, mom and dad, and then my wife's parents, they get them too. So.
During World War II, keeping backyard chickens was encouraged as a patriotic duty.
Of all the weapons the United Nations are using to win this war, food is among the most important.
After the war, chickens slowly disappeared from most backyards. But times of uncertainty often cause an uptick in interest. During the first year of the pandemic, hatcheries reported that their orders tripled. And the current egg price trend seems poised to cause a similar reality.
I personally have talked to a lot of people that have asked me about keeping backyard birds, you know, to do the fresh eggs because the egg prices have gone crazy.
Norma Padgett is president of the American Poultry Association, or APA. She shows birds competitively and has kept poultry for more than 50 years. Padgett's seen people become interested in chickens for practical reasons, like a steady supply of eggs, but end up finding unexpected companionship as well.
You know, you go out there every day on a regular basis and you let them get out of their pens and graze around the grass and watch them. And they've just got this little personality and they become their pet.
Padgett says if you're interested in keeping backyard poultry, do some research before you begin. The APA provides many online resources. And finding a group of fellow enthusiasts to learn from is also a good idea.
My name is Katie Bell, and I am a local foods and small farms educator for the University of Illinois Extension.
Katie Bell is leading a beginner's poultry class in March.
We usually do one workshop a year, something pertaining to chickens. I think currently we have about 30 registrants signed up for that program. So it seems like there's definitely an interest there right now, and so we're pretty excited.
As an educator, Bell is all about people taking control of their own food production. She has some helpful tips for anyone considering chickens.
Just start with a few and then, you know, expand slowly. Don't buy 50 of them if you've never had them before.
And remember, just like any other animal under your care, you'll need to provide for their basic needs.
Another thing to keep in mind is that while, yes, the eggs are technically free, you're going to have to feed those chickens something. You're going to house them somewhere. So upfront costs are something that you want to look at.
Bell frequently reminds people that if they're buying chicks, they won't start getting eggs for about 6 months. And it'll be another 6 months to a year before the birds hit their prime. If you buy mature chickens, both Bell and Paget encourage you to buy them from a reputable seller so you don't end up with unhealthy or old birds. And if you have neighbors that live close by, Katie Bell says you should probably talk with them before jumping in.
They make noises, so making sure your neighbors are aware of what's going on. Inevitably, they will get out. And especially maybe in these times, a free dozen eggs every so often goes a long way to making friends, but some things to consider.
Back at the Luck home, Garrett is now in the kitchen, rinsing off this morning's eggs.
This was just kind of a hobby for us, and there's no, it's a labor of love, not a whole lot of profit to be had in it. You know, when it's not cold out, the kids, they help out a lot too. So
sure.
Give them something to do and teach them a little something.
Even his youngest daughter can do the chores. He says chickens are a great introduction to keeping livestock and building responsibility in his young family. He learned that himself growing up around pigs, but he much prefers the hens.
Yeah. Just treat them like it would anything else, I guess. You know. Try to take care of them as best you can. And then they give you a little return.
Reporting for World, I'm Paul Butler in Arlington, Illinois.